how wonderful, Father, how tremendous is your love. Oh, hallelujah. Your precious Son. Oh, our precious Jesus. Oh, in his name we rejoice and give you all the glory, Jesus. It's all you. It's all you. Oh, thank you. Oh, and we're coming home. We're coming home to praise you. We're coming home to worship. Oh, hallelujah. We're coming home to be like you. Oh, and when we see you, we're going to be like you. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord, it's about time. Oh, Father, it's about time. Oh, we do. We're groaning. Lord, you have us. You have us ready. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Spirit of Truth. Thank you, God, for the Comforter. Lord, thank you for joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, again, just quicken us this morning. Lord, don't let us just sleep. Don't let us slumber. Don't let an eye begin to slumber. Don't let our hands begin to fold. God, let us get excited about your coming. Oh, hallelujah, you're on the wing. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This world's growing dim, and you're just growing brighter. Thank you again for your faithfulness. Take your word today, Lord. Work it effectually in us. Let us just take off like a rocket ship. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, my goodness. He's so good to us. Oh, rich, 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 rich people. Come on now. You can't be still. You just can't be still no more. You need to praise the Lord. Gave you hands to lift. He gave you a lip to praise him. Oh, I thank God. Praise his name. I'm going to talk about our precious sister Lydia today. Go on over to Acts chapter 16. Beautiful sister. Thankful to God. She's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Lord touched her heart. She took off. That was it. There wasn't no playing around. We start reading about her, and you get a couple verses about her, but I'll tell you what, you get the whole Word of God about her, and that's the truth. It says there in 16:14, book of Acts, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, she heard us. Isn't that something? A lot of people that worship the Lord that don't hear Paul's gospel. There's a lot of people that worship God, but, you know, they don't want to hear more of Paul's gospel. Don't let that be you. God, don't let that be me. But she worshiped God. But how importantly, she heard us. She heard. Whose heart the Lord opened. Oh, no, wait a second. She knew God. She worshiped God. But there was something more. And God, you know, it was God that opened that heart, wasn't it? Huh? Did the Lord open your heart? Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he? He threw it wide open, didn't he? And what happened? That she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Now, specifically, the Lord opened her heart, a woman that worshiped God, that knew God, to attend to the things that were spoken of Paul. This is written by Luke, huh? In the book of Acts. Oh, yes. Let's keep going. And when she was baptized, and her household, she besought us. Oh, no, wait a second. She heard, and it wasn't just a passing thing. She besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house, abide there. And she constrained us. Oh, my. That's pretty powerful. Come into my house, abide there. She wasn't messing around. Her heart was opened. What that means is the Lord put a desire in her heart. The Lord gave her a desire, and truly it's a desire in that word of wedlock. See, the Lord has to quicken your heart for that. And that's the truth. And I think he's so faithful. He does that in our own lives. I guess there's sometimes you're thinking about marriage or whatever, but you know what? I wasn't thinking about marriage. I wasn't thinking about marriage at 15 years old. I saw that woman back there and I said, I'm going to marry that woman. I was 15. Now you can say that was stupid or that was silly. I married that lady. And I wasn't thinking about marriage. But see, love spoke to my heart. You understand that? And see, that's what the Lord does with his word. He's opened your heart. And he had marriage to speak to your heart. And you weren't thinking about marriage, were you? Oh, no. But he was. And you always have to remember that. It's what he's thinking about is what counts. And he's thinking about you. And then you finally begin to understand and said, I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. See, it's all about his desire. And it's all about who's that I belong to. And I belong to him. Amen. Oh, now he's getting somewhere. But see, not only did he open her heart that she desired and attended to the things of Paul. That word attended means that she was addicted. She was addicted to the things of Paul. Now, I know that word addiction oftentimes has a bad, bad connotation with it. In this case, you want this. You want this addiction. This is a very good. This is the only addiction by the grace of God that we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to tell you something here. Just being here today, I think you understand what I'm talking about, being addicted to the things of Paul. And that's the truth. You can go to church anywhere you want. But just ask Peter, where else are we going to go? Huh? And you opened your heart to it? Right? Come on now. And we thank the Lord that there is no other gospel. The Lord put that in our hearts just like it did the Apostle Paul. There's nothing else to preach. It's all about the bridal message. Praise God. I believe there's a sense here that I'm seeing some addiction. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Now, we thank God that what's being expressed here is about being fully purposed. This is about something only the Lord can open our hearts to receive and to have and to possess. But a life, if by any means, I might attain to that resurrection. That's what that brother was playing about today. That's what our choir sang about today. That's what your pastor is preaching about today. Do you think that that deck is stacked right now, that the Lord wants you to receive something today? This is about the coming of the Lord. This is about the first trumpet rapture. This is about expecting. This is about looking, longing, loving his appearing. Praise God, this is about lay aside the weights. It's time to fly. It's time to go now. It's not time to get ready tomorrow. It's time to be ready right now. And I thank God that's what he's stirring and he's doing in this place. And this is what the Spirit of the Lord, praise God, is giving to our hearts, just like he gave to every single full overcomer in the Word of God. I want you to hear about David's heart and how addicted he was. Going over to Psalm chapter 42. You're going to love this. It says, as the heart, and that's a little deer, pants after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? That was my groaning this morning, and it's still groaning. When shall I go and appear before my God? When am I going to see him? When am I going to be like him? I want it to be today. Thank you, Jesus. This is that desire. This is that heart that truly is addicted. We're in these kings. Turn on over. Praise God to 2 Chronicles. And I want you to go on over to chapter 35. This is Josiah. How addicted he was in what God gave him. And addicted to the blood of the Lamb. The blood, praise God, of the mercy. He saw it. He loved it. He knew that all of that redemptive power, he knew all of the favor of God was in the blood that would be shed by, praise the Lord, the Son, the only begotten that would come. And here he is. He makes sure for that week, and this Passover week that he was talking about was going to last 7 days. And so the priests were all ready, you know, they expected, okay, we're going to do the sacrifice for the Passover. Well, this guy brought in over 30,000 bullocks. Did you see the eyes of those priests? He said, boys, we best get ready. Look what it says in verse 18, chapter 35. There was no Passover like to that kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet. Neither did all the kings of Israel keep such a Passover as Josiah kept. He was so overwhelmed with the blood of the Lamb. And even King Solomon, when the Lord was reigning in his heart in that first love, truly, it says that he brought in so much to sacrifice that the altar couldn't handle it, that they had to go take it elsewhere to lift up to God. Is that the abundance that you have for the Lord? Did he send so much that you just can't even contain it? It's just pouring all over the place. Especially with the abundance that we have, brothers and sisters. All of this cloud of witness that we've seen from the testimony of the forefathers of our faith. All of the precious word that has worked effectually in the vessels. Oh my, the elect of God. We've seen them go. We've seen these ones minister to us. Ones that have been in here for some time. Thank the Lord. How wonderful the abundance and the outpouring and that fullness of all the fullness of God testifies of itself to us. Now, I pray that our hearts are in tune. I pray that we are overwhelmed when we have that much more. Do you really have a life that believes that nothing compares to this? Amen. Amen. We kind of get to the point where the Lord takes us to that brink. Well, Lord, there isn't anything else. There's nothing to be compared. Oh, my goodness. See, that's the perfect heart. That's the wholehearted. And I thank God that's the heart that responds to Jesus Christ, the lover of our soul. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That addiction hit me. Some time back, I've testified of it many times. I was walking across a parking lot. I was 17 years old. And the Lord truly ministered by his spirit to my heart. And just like I said, I wasn't looking to marry nobody. But I heard the Lord say to me, Jesse, will you marry me? Before I ever got my hand on the handle of that door, I was worshiping him in the language he'd given me some years before. But that addiction came to live in my life. And it did. I haven't lived a perfect life, as man would say, as legal man would say. Oh no, far from it. Matter of fact, as I was telling my brother before coming out here, I think of the gains in the glory of the Lord in my life. And I can't express it. I'm telling you, I really believe I'm about ready to leave. I'm telling you, I don't know, this walking with him, sister, it's getting so intimate. I don't think he can stand it anymore. I believe it. I believe somehow, some way he's going to take me. I'm not kidding. But yet, if you ever looked at a chart where they have them lines that, you know, they're parallel and they go together like this, as he's taken me on to more glory, he's also shown me how sadly imperfect I am. He's brought stuff out in my life I never even knew was there. Stuff that would defeat me, defeat me, and defeat me. But yet, it's the stuff that actually gives me more glory. Because I go more to his mercy, and more to his grace, and more to his thanksgiving. And there was a time that I'd be afraid of it. Oh, Lord, I don't want to see any more of who I am but for you. And it's, oh, no, honey, you're going to take more of my mercy. I've got more glory to mine in you. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something about my flesh. And actually, it's your flesh too. It ain't getting better. It ain't getting better. It's a sinful flesh. And if we'll just look to him and his mercy and grace, you won't be so consumed in it. And I'm talking about either consumed in how good you think you can make it, or consumed in it and how awful you think you are. You begin to really look to this and to understand and to know the way that he takes in your life. And this wonderful walk of glory to glory into his very image. There's nothing more sweet. There's nothing more glorious. I mean, every single step is ordered. He makes me alert and alive to it more and more all the time. Where I think, oh no, this is getting out of hand. It's like, oh no, I'm bringing you more in. Where I think, oh Lord, I'm just unruly. I'm fighting it. Oh no, honey, I'm bringing you more in. Like I told you, I'm either the greatest failure or I'm walking into the greatest riches there's ever been. What do you think, Bob? Oh, I'm rich in his glory. I'm as rich as can be, sister. I'm just telling you, and I know you know it. And it's so amazing. How could we not talk of it and thank him and rejoice in it? Lord, just give over to it. Finally, just to say, Lord, have all of me. Amen. I see it happening in you, brother. It's glorious. You're still you. That's okay. But it's that glory that's gaining. It's the glory. It's the glory, brothers. There's my sis. I just, every single one of you, my young brothers back there, my sister, y'all know this. He wouldn't have brought you here today. Amen. It's not a God that just scatters his seed. Every single one of us, he brought you two together. You know why, honey. And he does too. And we can fight about it all we want. We can wrestle. We can say, oh, that's not for me. But you're like a bad penny, John. You got nowhere else to go. You just don't. You're at the bottom of the barrel, man. And I'm glad he reached deep because he said the last shall be first. Now, oh, this crazy thing. I'm going to jerk right off my ear. I don't think I need it anymore. I'm going to start yelling. Now, get back to the notes, huh? The Lord, when he got a hold of me, that's when he really began to expand his love and his grace and his mercy in my life. And he never stopped. I'm just giving you your testimony too. And only he could do it. Couldn't get away from it. How he brings you to it. And he brought more love, and yes, for him. But what he does is he gives us more love for one another. My sweet brother, he couldn't make it last Sunday. And all he could say is, there's just nothing like being there. There's a man that's been more places and with more important people than all of us collectively have been. But yet this is where the Lord has called him to be. This is where the Lord's called you to be. But see, what happens is it's not just a love for him, it's a love for you. But then I get overwhelmed. And I really do. I still get overwhelmed every time I come in this place. I think about who you are to him. How valuable you are to him. I mean, you're talking about what this woman attended to. That the Lord opened her heart. This is a woman who worshiped God. But there was more. And he touched that heart. He sprang that open. And he had an appointment with her. And he opened her heart to have it. And he opened your heart to have this. That's why you're here. That's why you don't go other places. It's just the truth. You want this gospel. It'd be easier. You could. There's churches that are closer, I'm sure. There's all these things that would be more convenient. I could get it on TV. Oh, I could get to it later on. But no, it's the love of Christ. But see, it's that love. And here I come in here every single time. And I do get overwhelmed. In a wonderful way. But how, again, this is the elect of God. I mean, the wife of the Lamb of God. I mean, I'm here. And I am, it's staggering. It truly is. And then I think, well, what, and when you really love somebody, you want to give something to them. You know how that is. You just want to give. When you really love, you give. That's what happens. When you really love, you give. And you know what I'm talking about. Well, but what do you give to somebody who's got everything? Now, I'm just telling you the truth. You got everything. So what could I give you? Okay, let's wrap this up. I can give you something the Lord showed me in my addiction. Turn on over to, let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. It's exciting for him to tell me about my life. Even after I've lived my life. You know what I'm saying? See, that's his faithfulness. I don't read the word and try to live the word. The word's alive and it lives in me. And then he shows me the word. I guess I'm chosen. I guess I was called. I guess I couldn't get away from it. I guess he did love me like that from before the foundation of the world. What you think, brother? Huh? You too? You too, brother? Huh? You know what I'm talking about? See, I love talking to us. Us. As Paul said, us. Constrained us. Amen? Praise God. 1 Corinthians here, chapter 16. Let's read from 15. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye should submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helps with us and labors. I am glad at the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Isn't that something? Therefore, acknowledge ye them that are such. I was graced to bring you something today. Isn't that something? And I'm going to tell you something you already know. You know what? Sometimes being addicted, it's not easy. Matter of fact, it's not easy. No. Mm-mm. Being addicted, you're going to have a heavy heart a lot of times. Your heart's going to hurt. Being addicted, you're going to despair of your own life. Being addicted, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be pressed out of measure. Being addicted, you're going to have a thorn that's going to be overwhelming. But I'm refreshing you today. Isn't that something? The Lord just, he gives us a little something for one another every time. And I think, you know, Lord, I'm glad, like Lydia, you gave me something to comfort me. And I pray that you know that for your life, being here today for me too. That I could be a benefit to you. You know, sometimes it don't look real fancy. Sometimes it, I don't know, might seem kind of an odd way or whatever it might be. And matter of fact, the Lord says, this is the foolishness of preaching, by the way. You say, well, that guy just seems like he's rambling. No, I ain't. I know I brought you a little cold cup of water. I brought a king a cold cup of water today. I did. A lot of kings. As crazy it might sound, I know you wanted that drink. Lord, put it in my heart. Could have been a lot of places, but where else could I gone? I had to go get that water source. It was dangerous. I was buffeted getting it. But I brought it. Doesn't look like much. But the grace of God that's with me. It does mean something to me. More and more all the time. You understand this? This is the effectual work in what he's doing in us. Lord, help us to just keep entering in. Just keep entering in. This is spiritual, honeys. It truly is. This isn't anything of the flesh. This is something only by my spirit. He wants us to enter in. Now, all I can tell you is, aren't you glad you're like Lydia? That the Lord threw the heart doors open. See, the Lord did it. I didn't do it. He did it. He gets all the credit. How could I take any credit? He threw our heart doors open. Yes, he did. Amen. And praise the Lord. And in that, he brought in that gospel. Yes, he did. There it is. And by his grace and mercy, all I do with you, and we say the same thing, Lord, let me constrain you. Let me cause your heart to groan, Lord God, to just keep me in it. To keep me in this fellowship, brothers and sisters, to keep me just going on. And Lord, I know, and know this, honeys, I know it. We're all going through stuff. I can tell you. Getting that cold cup of water this week. A lot of stuff again. It almost seems like every week's getting harder. But every week gets a little more glorious, sisters. Don't you worry. It's a truth. It's a truth. It's a truth. But Lord, I just want my heart to continue to pant for you. He's going to weaken us in the way. And that outward man's going to perish more and more and more. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm coming in. And I'm going to see my Lord. And I'm going to tell him thank you. Face to face. For this addiction. What do you think? You thankful for your addiction? I am too. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus.
People to come and worship today in Jesus' name. Come and worship the Lord. How could we not?